Concordia, I'm very minded that we who are privileged to be elected in this House are messengers of the people, and this isn't our amendment, although my name, Deputy O'Brien's, Rose Conway-Walsh, Deputy McLaughlin, other colleagues' names do this. This is the people's amendment. The EASE80 amendments come from the people, and not only do they come from the people, Minister, they come from the people who are mostly affected as a result of this. They come from the people who have campaigned for this for over 10 years, who have time and time again shown that the schemes and solutions that have been put forward by your department, by the officials, by yourself, are flawed or defective, just as the concrete blocks that make up their homes. And that's the reality. And even though tonight you have lost and the government have lost its majority in terms of numerical numbers, the reality is this government has lost the support of the people for a long period of time. But change is happening. And I have no doubt, the way that you are ramming this through, that these families, as they said in the statement that was read into the record by Ona Brin, that this campaign will go on and change will happen. You may be able to try and whip people and get your Green Party supporters and your Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael supporters to ram this through tonight, but change is happening. These 80 amendments will be given effect because people will not give up till they get this right. This amendment makes sense. There's nobody in this House, if they had to put the money in their pocket and build a new house, that they would build a house that they had a suspicion that the foundations that it was being built on was defective. A foundations that was created with the same aggregate material that went into the blocks that are proven to be defective, that they can see with their own eyes the cracks in the walls, that they can put, they see with their own fingers it crumbling in their own hands. Minister, you wouldn't do it, I wouldn't do it, we shouldn't be asking the homeowners of Donegal, Mayo, Sligo, Limerick or anywhere else to do it.